Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 10 of the Loungecast. My name is Nicole, otherwise known as Nicole Face in the Lounge, and we have a very, very special episode. We will be talking all about the month of August, but we will also be looking forward to Halloween time. Woo! Keep listening because we'll get to that later. I would like to say hi to all the co-hosts. Melanie.
Hey.
Erica.
Hi, guys.
And Trent.
Hey, how's it going?
Start with some Disneyland news. In August, we have the return of the very popular Long Lost Friends Week.
Woo! I'm so mad I missed out on that again.
Anyways, Long Lost Friends Week. Melanie, Erica, and I all participated in Long Lost Friends Week 2. Yeah. Is what I guess they will officially call it. Which saw some returns from Long Lost Friends Week 1.
Yes.
But more importantly, a whole bunch of new characters that weren't out the first time. So who were you most excited to see? Who was your favorite interaction? Like, favorite picture? What'd you guys do?
Well, who were the new characters, first of all?
Well, I was hoping people would talk about that. Some of the new characters were Merlin from Sword in the Stone, Hercules, Megara, and Hades from Hercules, Snow White with Dopey.
Very exciting.
And
the Brayers.
Brer Fox, Brer Bear, the Song of the South crew. And what was the other one? There was one more that was new.
It was someone that we all saw, wasn't it?
You saw everybody, didn't you?
No.
God, I didn't even know that.
There was Tarzan.
Oh, that's Tarzan. Yes, that was the other one.
Jane and Tarzan.
I didn't even meet him, though.
I didn't either.
Oh, I didn't either because the line was just way too long.
The line for him was so long.
When I went, the line was huge. That they only stay for 30-minute segments, and by the time it was your turn, like, they'd tell you, oh, sorry, guys, the next crew's coming back out. And so I just didn't even bother.
Yeah, so it was kind of difficult to see them. You had to, like, really gauge your time and put aside a lot of time to see them. But everybody else, it wasn't that bad to see. So who were your favorites? Who were you most excited to see?
I was excited to see. I know it's not something as rare and long lost, but I was excited to see Snow White and Dopey out because I reenacted a childhood picture I had with my sister, and it was just fun interacting with them. My sister's pregnant, so Dopey and Snow White kept asking her questions, and Dopey kept telling her, is your baby going to have ears like mine? And it was just fun.
That's adorable.
Having just interaction with the characters and not feeling rushed, because I actually went on a day when it wasn't too busy. Like, there wasn't really that big of a line for them, so.
That's awesome. I saw that picture. It's adorable. If you guys want to look in the lounge, Miss E. Mouse. It's really cute.
With dashes in between.
With dashes. Melody, who's your favorite character?
My favorite was the Song of the South group, but also the Pinocchio group.
Oh, they were really cute. Yeah. Yes. Oh, they were new, too.
That's who we forgot to mention. Yeah.
Yeah, Pinocchio crew. It's Pinocchio, Jiminy Cricket, and Geppetto.
Yes.
And Gideon Falfellow.
Yes.
And Trent. The Song of the South. Oh, Trent, who is your favorite to see, to look at?
Oh, well, my favorite character to see through the eyes of everybody else.
Tarzan.
Was all of them, because I wasn't there. Tarzan. I was just like, why can't I be there?
Tarzan.
I really want to meet the Brayers, because I don't ever see them out.
They were by Splash Mountain.
They were like the
ducks.
The ducks last
they were time.
The Caballeros.
No, not the Caballeros.
One.
Ludwig von Drake and...
those ducks.
They were kind of the standouts because they were like really interactive and they were dancing and they would have a lot of fun with people. And that's kind of what the Brayers were like this time. They were like really interacted and had fun. My favorite group to see, obviously, was Hercules, Meg, and Hades.
You don't say.
Yes.
Shock.
I dressed up like Meg. It was great. We had a moment. It was beautiful. Moving on to the Thor meet and greet. A Thor meet and greet will be coming to Interventions and taking over where the Iron Man 3 area was,
I believe. I have an idea about this.
Supposedly.
I don't think they're going to get rid of all of the the armors. I think they're going to mm-hmm. keep those armors there. And then where the suit thing is with the Kinect cameras and everything, I think they're going to put Thor there.
Yeah, so slowly a little adding a little more Marvel into the park.
Until it takes over.
Until
Tomorrowland is Marvel Land.
Yeah, and you never noticed it was coming because it was just slowly. Be on the lookout for that. There are new additions coming for Haunted Mansion Holiday, which is celebrating its 13th anniversary.
Ooh.
Boop, boop, boop. I can't believe it has been that long. It makes me feel old when we say things like that. But big thanks to USC Disney Teacher for reporting this segment about the new additions. It opens Friday, September 13th. So depending on when you're listening to this, it's already open. It might not be open yet. As he posted in the lounge in the latest issue of Disney Visa Rewards magazine, Brian Sandahi, a senior designer of show development and productions, said the mansion will have some new additions to celebrate the anniversary. Some of these additions will include a new animation effect in the stretching portrait gallery, which I'm very excited about,
mm-hmm.
a flyby visit by Zero somewhere in the attraction.
I love Zero.
And the annual gingerbread house will commemorate the anniversary. I don't know what that means.
I can smell the gingerbread now.
Oh, gosh, I know, right?
And to top it off, every scene in the attraction will have 13 surprises by Jack Skellington. So once September 13th comes around, you all have to drag your bodies over there and find out what is all the new stuff.
I'm excited.
Starbucks is coming to downtown Disney.
Starbucks, Lord Jesus.
It's supposed to be Starbucks. There are going to be two official locations in downtown Disney that should open in September. One is going to be located near World of Disney at the end going like into downtown Disney, not the one closest to the park.
Yeah, right next to the World of Disney store.
Yeah. And they will have a separate kiosk farther down, kind of like by AMC, where the theaters
are. Oh, that over there on that side. Yeah, that way. Closer to La Brea.
So those will be coming to the parks, as well as they announced an official opening for the Main Street Market House, which is now serving Starbucks, which is September 25th.
That's in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
So, yes,
be sure to head over there. Starbucks is taking over.
If you go to the, the Blue Sky Cellar, they have the stuff up for Starbucks there.
Yes.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Get a sneak peek.
They have what the market house should look like when it's done.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did see a post about that. So I'm excited. Once September 25th rolls around, everybody head over to Starbucks, get some pumpkin spice lattes, get in the holiday season. It'll be great. Moving on, there is a new Disney Park soundtrack CD now available in the parks.
There's two Disney Park soundtrack CDs.
There are two. Well, one for Walt Disney World and one for Disneyland.
Yeah, that's two CDs.
Trent, it is four discs.
What?
This resort official album features a lot of music from the parks, including like Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Forbidden Eye, the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters, It's Tough to Be a Bug, like stuff over in DCA. But it also has like old stuff that maybe you wouldn't like recognize as much, like Pecos Bill, which just I'm pretty sure plays in Frontierland, but I don't know, you just wouldn't think about it. And stuff like Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. Where does that play in the parks?
I think it was on Fantasyland.
God, what movie was that had that on the soundtrack?
We know what it's from.
Where is that in the parks?
I would think Fantasyland.
Yeah, maybe. But anyways, it also has Suitcase and a Dream, which I totally want.
Yes.
Which is what the Newsies perform over on Buenavista Street.
It was
Disney City game just launched this past month. And here to talk about it is our resident gamer, Trent.
Yeah, you can't see it now, but I'm like smiling really big.
I can see it.
No, yeah.
I can visualize it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Disney Infinity launch August 18th. Yeah, that was the date. August 18th, Disney Infinity launch. You know, got fairly good reviews from a lot of official gaming outlets. A lot of people like the Toy Box mode, say it's one of the best parts of the game, and that the play sets are, you know, they're okay, but I'm having a lot of fun with the game. Every time I finish, another game that I'm playing, I kind of go back to Disney Infinity and kind of fool around in the toy box or play a couple of missions in the playset. Actually, I've only ever finished the Monsters University playset, which I had a lot of fun with.
How long did it take you to finish that?
I think the official time on it was like 5.5, 6.5 hours.
Wow.
But that's not, might have been 7.5. I don't remember. But that's not even including collecting everything. And I mean, I finished all of the missions, but I didn't collect every single like capsule that you can for stuff in the toy box. So capsules like for stuff in the toy box. So a lot you can do in that game. I've actually posted a couple of videos on my personal YouTube channel. It's WR311 is my YouTube channel. And I posted videos of all of the toy boxes available right now inside of the...
Shameless self-promotion.
I know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this, but
well,
I'm sorry.
He also posted links to it in the lounge.
Yeah, I posted the unboxing and the like intro level on Mouseweight. So if you want to go to my profile, the new trend, it should be one of my posts on there. And it shows me unboxing the game, showing everything that comes in the starter pack, as well as the cool intro sequence to the game and a couple of things in the toy box. So if you want to see that video and a bunch more, there's the link on Mouseweight and YouTube and stuff like that. But I am having a lot of fun with the game. I think it's a really fun game, good for all ages. Like, anybody can get into it. And, you know, if you're into collecting these figures, I'm telling you, these figures are just cool looking. Like, these figures look awesome.
They are cool.
Yeah, even if you don't play the game with them, you just have the figures around and stare at them. And then buy the game.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah.
Moving on, one little note is that King Arthur's Carousel is closed until October 10th. And that makes me really sad.
That is sad.
It's such a staple of like what you think of when you think of Disneyland. Like, you think of the castle and then you can see it through there. And right now it's just like a tarp.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, ooh, that's ugly.
Nothing says Fantasyland.
I entered Fantasyland on Friday and I walked in and it looks like they put this brown, ugly tarp. And, you know, they usually do such a good job with the tarps. If you remember the Main Street tarps they put up when they were remodeling.
Yes.
It looked like the actual Main Street building, but this was just this pale beige looking tarp, and it kind of saddens Fantasyland for a little bit, but it should be up pretty soon.
Yeah, I guess since it's like only a month, they probably couldn't justify like painting a tarp or something. They're just like, all right, whatever, throw this on. But anyways, just know it's closed. If you go to the parks, don't cry. You knew. Don't be sad about it. Moving on to Mouseweight news. Woo!
Yay.
We have the new Trivelator trivia app.
Yeah, so you guys need to hurry up. I'm
actually, all of us are playing right now on our phones as we record this.
Hurry up. And
it could not get as much promotion as that.
It's your guys' turn. Hurry up.
It is now available to download for iPhone and iPad for free.
My favorite prize.
Battle against your friends or opt to play a random game against another mouse waiter. In version 1.1, a Disney movie game pack has been added. So it's a lot of fun. I've been playing a lot against random mouse waiters, and that's kind of cool because then sometimes you strike up conversations or like, what was the answer to that question? I don't even know what that is. Be sure to grab that if you can.
Who sings Happy Birthday to Little Jumbo Jr.?
Nobody
tell you.
Oh, man.
Why are we going to give you away answers to our own
spoilers?
I almost got that one wrong, though.
I think I got it wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it wrong. How was I the only one that got it wrong?
Because you don't know.
Buy the game. It'll bring all your friends close together, or you will lose.
Or attack each other.
Yeah, that's... Now onto the Deadliest Cast Member. The Deadliest Cast Member is available to download for $5.99 for the full first season. It includes updated version of all 6 episodes plus some bonus content and can be purchased on the Amazon ebook store. For those of you who don't know, the Deadliest Cast Member is a book written by our very own admin, and it is a very thrilling adventure that takes place in Disneyland. So be sure to check that out. You'll love it. Moving on, the Mouseweight birthday reminder. So, recently, admin has announced that the annual Mouseweight birthday celebration will be held the weekend of October 18th through the 20th. Ooh. More details about this annual event are soon to follow, so be sure to watch the lounge or subscribe to admin posts to make sure you don't miss out on anything. You don't want to miss out on this. Listen, you don't want to miss out.
Oh, we don't?
And also,
okay, then I'll be sure to go.
Yeah, and also, keep listening on how you can get a discount at the Howard Johnson of Anaheim during the weekend. And we hope to see you there. And actually, we'll do our Hojo announcement right now. During that weekend, the Hojo is offering a 20% discount if you mention the Mouse Light Birthday Bash. If we get more than 15 reservations, the discount will bump up to 25% off. And if we get 30 or more reservations, the discount will go up to 30%. So
get going.
Y'all need to jump on that. Yeah, tell your friends, tell your mama, tell everybody.
Tell your neighbors.
Tell your neighbors. Tell people you don't even like. Be like, hey, you should stay here that weekend. You will receive a special virtual pin and a limited edition Mouse Light button for staying with the Howard Johnson. To make your reservations for the Mouse Light birthday weekend, call 714-776-6120 and make sure you say hi to our friends Tommy and Chris. Once again, that's 714-776-6120. To make your reservations, be sure to ask for in-house reservations, and you're going to probably talk to Chris or Denise, and be sure to mention the Mouse Light Birthday Bash.
Twas the nightmare before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings, all hung by the chimney with care, when opened that morning, would cause such a scare. The children, nestled all snug in their beds, would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads.
Happy holidays, everyone!
And the next big thing to look forward to at the parks is Halloween time!
Woo-hoo. Yay!
Yay, Halloween! Halloween sees the return of two of our favorite attractions, Haunted Mansion Holiday and the Ghost Galaxy Overlay on Space Mountain. So which ones are you guys more excited to see?
Haunted Mansion.
Space Mountain.
Haunted Mansion.
Oh my goodness. You guys are wrong.
The cheese stands alone. It's all about the Haunted Mansion, which we will talk about in a little bit. Something to look forward to also, besides attractions, are new, well, not new decorations, but the pumpkin. The big pumpkin goes up in Main Street, and it's a cool photo op, especially when you're leaving, because I like when it winks. I think that's cute. and also the pumpkins that hang over the turnstiles when you enter the parks that are shaped like characters. That's cool, too. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of orange everywhere and just fall colors, and it's all really pretty. And it only lasts for around 6 weeks. So if you're going to be around the parks, be sure to check it out. Something else to check out when you're there is food, special food.
Oh, my God, yes. I love food.
I'm so hungry now. Some things to look forward to, just pumpkin everything, pumpkin beignets, pumpkin caramel apples, pumpkin spice lattes. Starbucks is opening soon, wink wink. Mickey ghost pretzels, Mickey ghost marshmallow treats, and of course the return of the ever popular Mickey ghost popcorn buckets. I'm sure you can catch 500 pictures of those in the lounge coming to you soon. Also, something to look forward to are two very special characters that come out for a meet and greet only around this time, who are Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas. They have their meet and greet over by the Fast Pass distribution area for Haunted Mansion Holiday, which is only around during Haunted Mansion Holiday. And be sure to go meet them. Jack actually talks. It's kind of weird, but cool.
Creepy.
Yeah. I like it.
You know,
I like the way he interacts with everybody.
It's kind of like what Jack Skellington is, though. Like, he's a skeleton. He's, like, cool, but he's creepy, but,
it's like, you know? Like, when you leave, instead of saying, have a good day, he's like, have a bad day, or something like that. I like it.
Like, wow, yeah, I will. Thanks, Jack.
That's really... having a terrible day.
And also going on during the holidays is over in Big Thunder Ranch. They are having a Halloween carnival that they had last year. They're bringing it back. They're having the Pirates League, which is kind of like Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, except you can get your little ones made over like a pirate. and you can make reservations for that by calling 714-781-STYLE or 714-781-7895. Returning back to Big Thunder Ranch is the ever so popular Villains Meet and Greet in like this sort of makeshift tent. It was kind of weird, but it was cool because it was air conditioned.
Yes.
I missed this last year. I'm excited to see it now.
Yeah, I met Jafar in there, but I think that's the only person I met back there. But you can, they kind of switch them out every half 30, hour?
Yeah, it's every 30 minutes. Sure.
What types of villains are in the tent?
We saw Captain Hook the time that we went.
And I saw Jafar, and I know I saw pictures of...
Cruella.
I'm not sure who else is back there. I wish they would bring out Hades, hint, hint. Maybe.
Well, they just used his costume, so you know
exactly.
They have it.
Exactly. Yeah, I know you got it. I know you got it, Disney.
Don't
be holding out. Also, back in Big Thunder Ranch are the popular pumpkin carvers who are, like, ridiculously talented. They're... Also, lots of games you can play back there with kids. And there's usually like a little coloring section. So you can color like masks and stuff for little kids. So it's a really fun area to take kids if you want to, you know, you don't want to bustle, walk all over the parks and do a lot of rides. Instead, you can just like hang out, meet a lot of characters, watch some pumpkin carving, do a little coloring. So be sure to go check that out. Also, during the holidays... they offer the Happy Haunts Tour, which is a tour that includes a ride on a lot of Halloween-themed attractions. Specifically, I remember Haunted Mansion Holiday, Ghost Galaxy, and Tower of Terror, as well as others. It includes a collectible souvenir, and the price is $75. But annual pass holders get 20% off tours. Woo!
Yes.
Yeah.
You can also combine this tour and a ticket for Mickey's Halloween party for $145. To make reservations, call 714-781-TOUR. Another fun thing during the holidays is merchandise. Yay!
Oh my God, I love Cha-ching! To buy stuff.
I love buying stuff. So,
I love spending money.
Some new merchandise that came out for the holidays are Haunted Mansion singing bust ornament sets.
Because, so, you know, I just hate money so much that I need to get rid of it somehow.
Oh, and Disney's an expert at it.
Yes,
oh,
they are. Like
my half my pockets, check goes to Disneyland. Yeah,
just, my pockets are just full of ones, and I need to get rid of them somehow.
So, take all my pennies.
Yes, just I need to get rid of them. They take up too much space, and Disney collects them, so that's they can do what they want with that, and
good
I get
job,
some
Disney.
Cool stuff out of that.
So, yes, the Haunted Mansion Singing Bust Ornament Set, which features the singing bust from the Haunted Mansion, you know, as you enter the graveyard. There are two new 3-inch Halloween Vinylmations, which release on September 20th. One of them is a Stitch Vinylmation, and the other is like a Pumpkin Mayor type thing going on. So be on the lookout for those, all you Vinylmation collectors. I'm sure you'll be snatching those up. And, of course, for all the pin collectors, there will be lots of limited edition pins, so keep your eye out for those.
A magic spell in the black of night, with a scream of fright. And a bolt of light. I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. Brugas of Vruga, indeed. Ursula will take matters into her own tentacles. Ha! How nice. Mickey Mouse's mind will be mine. And then I'll make him writhe. I'll see him wriggle like a worm on a hook. To belong to me. To obey my every whim.
Why not? Let's do it.
Now, moving on to the big limited time magic event. Friday, September 13th, there will be a very, very special event going on in the park. The Disneyland Park will stay open until 1 a.m. This also marks the official start of the Halloween season. There will be 13 dastardly Disney baddies. Ooh. And a host of fiendish festivities. I love alliteration. That's so great. the Disney villains will be waiting for your arrival as they make their way to various areas of Disneyland Park. So there will be a lot of meet and greets featuring such favorites as Captain Hook, the Queen of Hearts, Judge Frollo, and Lady Tremaine. So this all starts at 8 p.m. and they'll be greeting guests in Main Street Town Square. Guests can also enjoy the Party Like a Villain dance party at the New Orleans train station and purchase special merchandise to commemorate the event from Port Royal in New Orleans Square and also in Tower Hotel Gifts in Hollywoodland when you exit Tower of Terror.
That's a weird spot to hold a dance party.
Over in New Orleans Square?
Yeah, by the train station. Oh, I guess there's that fountain there. That.
Yeah, there's a fountain area. It's pretty. It's next to Haunted Mansion.
I guess. So. We'll see how it works out.
You'll see how it works. And for those who can't make it to the park, select merchandise will be available to purchase on DisneyShopping.com/parks. Hopefully you can grab some of that, even if you can't go. I can't go, but...
Boo-hoo.
See about pines and stuff and pretend I was there. Also available during this very special event will be special food. Pumpkin. More pumpkin stuff. Pumpkin everywhere.
You can never have enough pumpkin.
It's true.
There's one thing I love in life. It's food. Pumpkin. No food. Oh. I like food. Pumpkin's okay.
Pumpkin.
I mean, pumpkin's okay. I'll have pumpkin every now and then, but I love food.
No, you're out of the group. You're out.
What? I but
this is... This is your official firing from the podcast.
This is Pumpkin Lovers Anonymous.
Yeah, no need to come in tomorrow, Trent.
I'm on the wrong show.
Anyways, there will be pumpkin fritters, pumpkin espresso, and pumpkin beignets at the Julep Farm. There will also be an Oreo coffin mousse and fiery meatloaf sliders at the French Market.
That sounds amazing.
Yum, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it, and I can't even go. That sucks. also, over in DCA, there will be the beginning of Dead Man's Party.
Ooh.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, which will feature a chilly new look for the Mad Tea Party band and a monster mashup for the hottest deck in town.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was the baby all smash.
We're ready. We're ready to go.
That sounds what if fun.
What if they just like play the monster mash like the whole night? Like, they play.
That was the only song they played.
It's like, just... There's only one Halloween song, guys.
It's that and Thriller.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'll alternate. So if you're going that night, head over to DCA for a little while before you head over to Disneyland, because Disneyland's open until 1, of course. Also, this night, the biggest news, I think, of all is Remember Dreams Come True comes back.
Yes.
Which, personally, I find to be the best fireworks show ever.
Wish you.
Happy Halloween, everyone! Welcome! It's time to celebrate the season of tricks and treats! The sights, the sounds! Ooh, and what's this, you ask? Well, let me show you. We'll call out the spirits to socialize. After all, my friends, this is Halloween.
Ah! Anyways, moving on to Mickey's Halloween party. If you want to go to Mickey's Halloween party, here are the party dates. Friday, September 27th. Tuesday, October 1st. October 4th on a Friday. Tuesday, October 8th. Friday, October 11th. Tuesday, October 15th. Friday, October 18th. Monday, October 21st. Wednesday, October 23rd. Friday, October 25th. Monday, October 28th. Wednesday, October 30th, and finally, Thursday, October 31st, which is Halloween night. What's different during the party? You know, what are you paying for? First of all is the Halloween Screams fireworks, which are hosted by Jack Skellington, and they are exclusively shown during the Halloween party. You cannot see it any other time. And cool. In my opinion, these are the second best fireworks ever made.
Well, I was going to say, like, you just said what your first one was, so...
Yeah, so these are the second.
In my opinion, these are the best fireworks show
ever. Ooh, controversy, I like it.
No, just the best Halloween fireworks show.
Oh.
Touché. Yeah, so if you go to the Halloween party, I would highly, highly, highly recommend seeing these. You can't see them any other time, and you're paying for them, so why not? Also, during the Halloween party is Mickey's Costume Cavalcade, which is like a little parade kind of down Main Street, and it shows off a lot of the guests, actually, who are wearing their costumes. So if you want to check that out, you can as well, although I would kind of suggest skipping it. When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swing and wink, happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize.
Come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high on the dead oak tree, spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek and harmonize. Scream, grinning ghosts, come out and socialize.
There are also treat stations everywhere, which is what I know. Looking forward to, where you can get tons and tons and tons of candy, literally, or you can get, you know, some healthy snacks, get some craisins.
Wait, like literal tons of candy?
You probably
as much
could.
Candy as you can collect.
That's a lot of candy.
If you can carry a ton of candy out of the parks,
oh wow!
You know,
I mean,
more power to you.
I've been working on it.
We've seen families collect over 40 pounds of candy.
Oh my goodness.
With all their kids together. So
only 40 pounds? That's nowhere near a ton.
it's a lot of candy.
Okay, what are your tips for the treat stations?
My tip is to start at the end of the park and work your way down.
So where's
by the time... So we suggest going to Critter Country first. Past Haunted Mansion towards Splash Mountain is where you could find one of the first stations, and it's practically empty the whole night. So you could just kind of just do circles around there and not go anywhere else.
And get a ton of candy.
And just get a ton. They kind of tell you like, oh, they'd never tell you no, but they kind of look at you funny when you just keep circling.
Well, towards the end of the night, it's fine.
Yeah, towards the end of the night, they don't care. So just work your way from Critter Country down, and you should be good.
All right.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see, it's our world of Halloween. Oh, this is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat, till the neighbor's gonna die of fright.
During in the Halloween parties are very special character meet and greets. So you can see Mickey and Minnie in their Halloween costumes. Last year, we got to meet Phineas, Ferb, and Perry. And we also waited in
Why
a
do you
very
tease
long
me like
line.
That?
Why did you got to? Oh, you didn't go
no,
last year.
No, I didn't go last
we,
year.
We sent him a picture.
Yes.
Oh, we did.
I don't care about I want my own picture. And you know what? I don't know if I told this story on this podcast before, but at the D23 Expo, I was so very close to meeting him at the Phineas and Ferb cast signing. And then right as I was going to go up, he went away.
Aww.
He saw you coming and ran.
He was, I've heard about you.
Red alert, red alert. And then he like snuck out the back. I saw him. It's true.
I'm on the wanted posters and the...
So for the character meet and greets at the Halloween party, we also met Captain Jack Sparrow. And that took a very, very long time to get to him.
Gee, I wonder why.
But he was very on point, and he was really great. Mm-hmm. And probably one of the best things about the Halloween party, in my opinion, is that all guests can dress in costumes. Like, you don't have to be 12 to dress in a costume. You can be 82 and in a costume, and they won't tell you anything. So who did we all dress up as last year, guys?
We were the characters from Pixar's Up.
Yay! I was the house.
Who was I?
Russell.
That's right.
I was Ellie.
Trent, who were you? Oh, that's right. Bingo.
Oh my god, it's like that now.
Yeah, okay. So all guests can dress in costumes. I mean, you don't have to dress in a costume. That's cool. Not your thing. But, I mean, why wouldn't you? It's fun, and you're paying money for it, so...
You're going to a costume party. Put a costume on, guys.
I'm going for the tons of candy.
And look out for ours this year.
Oh, yeah. If y'all find us in the parks, come say hi. We'll have a group costume again. That would be really big. And if you can figure out what we are, we'll give you some candy. We'll give you some craisins or some
dried apples.
Yeah.
You can have all my craisins.
Yeah.
Smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with the crocodile. Don't be taken in by his mouth and grin. He's imagining how well you fit within his skin. Really, I would never smile at Mr. Crocodile.
So, what is everyone looking forward to most at this Halloween party?
Agent P.
What if he's not there this year?
I would be very upset.
He's not really Halloween.
It would be a travesty.
Okay, so Trent's looking forward to Agent P.
I'm looking forward to dressing up in costume and seeing all the characters in their Halloween costumes. Because I love...
Cute.
I love taking those photo ops with them.
Melanie?
Well, Erica took mine because I'm really excited for our costumes. But I guess I'm also excited for the candy. Craisins. The craisins.
I'm excited to see if I can pull off my costume by then. And also the fireworks, because I love the fireworks. They're really great. One other tip for the Halloween party is to not go straight to a character, I would say. Don't go line up for Minnie and Mickey for an hour and a half right when you get to the parks, unless that's like all you want to do or something. But we did that last year and ended up, it takes up a lot of the party time. You only get like 4 or 5 hours and you spend an hour and a half of it just waiting for one picture, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah, I would say you'd want to schedule according to your top priorities. Like, do you want to just see characters? Do you want to see the fireworks? Do you want to collect more candy? Because you won't have time to do everything. So you want to pick out your favorite stuff first.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're there for the fireworks or like that's what you want to see the most, be sure to camp out for that. If you just want candy, you know, just go get candy the whole night. But be sure to prioritize because there is a lot of stuff and you're not going to be able to do it all in one night. So if you're thinking about the Halloween party, also be sure to buy your tickets in advance. They usually sell out around 2 events in advance. So if you're looking at like October 23rd, by Friday the 18th, which is the event 2 before that, it'll usually be sold out.
I wouldn't even risk it. If you know that there's a date that you want to go, just buy it. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Because they do sell out. So don't
hesitate. And be sure to look out for our own Baseball Mickey CM's post about the Halloween party that he'll be doing very soon. It will have all information that you need if you didn't get all of it from this podcast right now.
Life's no fun without a good scare. Look at Halloween's magic in the air.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Who's afraid of the big
wolf? So, moving on to the Mouse Weight Tip of the Month. / best post. The Mouse Weight tip that we just told you was for Mickey's Halloween party. Bring your own bag for trick-or-treating. Even better, bring a reusable bag that could support like a really heavy weight backpack. Whatever. If you have kids, strollers are great. Just like stuff all the candy.
If you don't
there.
Have kids, put it on bring top a stroller of your anyways. Because you can pull that candy around the park.
Yeah, just like get a stroller of candy. Be like, where's your kid? I don't have a kid. I just got candy.
There's no limit of how much candy you can collect.
There isn't.
No,
they give you bags, really but they're really small.
They're tiny, yeah.
They're the size of a paper lunch, brown lunch bag, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not that big.
Yeah, you can also buy reusable bags at the parks, though. Mm-hmm. So if you want something bigger or you thought you brought a lot, but you could fit a lot more, you can go get some. The best post of the month from August was a post by Mrs. Prince Charming, who, if you guys don't know, is Admin's wife. And
Mrs.
it was
Admin.
Mrs. Admin. To celebrate their anniversary and talk about how they met and how big of a role Disneyland and Disney in general has played in how they met and their relationship. And even now, with all of their kids, it's a really cute post, so go check it out.
It's Mrs. Totes Prince Adorbs. Charming.
Totes Adorbs. Super cute. Yes, it'll bring a little tear to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, it will.
Go read that.
Yeah.
It's time for Halloween. I sense some mischief in the air.
And that's all we got for this month. So thanks for tuning in for another show of the Mouse Weight Lounge cast. I'd like to thank Melanie.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Terrence.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Erica.
Bye, guys. See you next time.
And thank all of you for listening. See you next month for another show, which will be covering the annual Mouse Weight birthday and all the things you can look forward to for that. Hope to see you there, and thanks for listening!
Wasn't that a scream? I know you're all just dying to come back and celebrate with us again. Happy Halloween, everybody! Ah!